Do you have students who show leadership potential in your ministry? Are you looking to develop or strengthen your student leadership program? DYM would love to invite you to our Student Leadership Conference. It's this summer in three locations: Southern California, Granger, Indiana, and Atlanta, Georgia. Each conference is taught by Doug Fields and Josh Griffin and other DYM friends. Check out studentleadershipconference.com for more details, including pricing, dates, and exact location. We'd love to see you this summer.
This DYM podcast is brought to you by the Orange Conference, a three-day conference in Atlanta, Georgia for your entire ministry team. Maximize your influence on the spiritual growth of the next generation as we explore this year's theme, what it means to be for our neighbors. Register today or learn more at theorangeconference.com.
This DYM podcast is brought to you by LeaderTreks. Go to serve, return ready to lead. On a LeaderTreks mission trip, you'll serve and get out of your comfort zone. And through the program, your students will learn how to lead. They will bring that leadership and confidence back to your youth ministry, and it will make a difference for the rest of the year. Learn more and sign up at LeaderTreks.org. And since we love DYM, listeners always get 10% off resources by using the code DYM10 at LeaderTreks.org. That's DYM10 at LeaderTreks.org.
We're ready.
I'm missing some chips.
Yeah. Well, let's introduce the show, and then we can silently pass these out so we can.
Great. I'm not going to be talking at all on this show.
Ready? One, two, three. Hey! Hey, everybody, welcome to the Download Youth Ministry podcast. Doug Fields here.
We're giddy.
Episode 309. That's Josh, who's giddy.
Hello.
Jason Carson, senior pastor, supertone, male model, Star Wars.
Got a little Boba Fett.
And Allison has stepped in just on the last second. We had to get the show started. We couldn't wait for Katie anymore.
Don't know where Katie is, but she's missing a great day.
Seriously.
And here's the deal. First of all, let's thank our sponsors. We have great sponsors. Orange, which is our primary sponsor. And if you want to join DYM at Orange, we're all going to be there.
Yeah, we are.
From now until March 22nd, you can get $50 off your Orange Conference registration when you use the code, here it is, OC17DYM.
Wow. That's great.
All right. No one's going to guess that.
Orange Conference 2017 DYM. I get it.
No, it's not 2017.
Well, you know what?
OC17DYM.
OC17DYM.
Plus, you receive $20 off the You Lead Labs if you register before March 16th. Now, the conferences are April 26th to 28th in Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta.
And Josh is going to be speaking. I'm going to be speaking. Yep. Katie's going to be speaking. Yep. Mm-hmm. Jason is going to be doing the live podcast with us.
Home of the Super Bowl champion. Oh, wait. No.
Too soon.
Oh, dear.
They're ahead 28-3. What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Anyway, so Orange.
Go to Orange.
Super, super grateful for you.
Yes.
And we also have our YM360 sponsors and LeaderTreks.
Yes.
And Allison has been, we have three or four other people that are kind of lining up to be the third spot. But we want to be really picky on this one.
I'm holding out for someone to buy me a puppy. The first person to offer me a puppy.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
You can be the fourth sponsor.
Be careful what you wish for. Because.
Well, I'm just saying we'll announce the new sponsor?
I talked to the representative last night, and he said a week to 10 days we should have
the final
solid
proposal.
Information.
Right. Amazing.
And let me just tell you, it's going to be awesome.
Yankee Candle coming in hot.
Looking right at you.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Anyway,
not even a smile from Elliot on that one.
If you're watching this, you'll notice that our table is filled.
Yes, it is.
Filled with
our favorite things.
Oh, tacos.
Yeah. And so what happened is we got this from, and I'm 5 minutes ago?
This is so rad.
Just now.
By J.D. Miller. And it says, can we taco about me coming to DYM 100?
Yeah, we can.
Amazing. We can talk about it.
J.D. Yeah.
Talk about it.
Well, let me taste one of these
tacos. Welcome aboard, Mighty.
Talk about it.
J.D. has spent some significant dough.
I want carnitas.
To bribe us with the DYM 100
placement. Put a little lime. We each have our tray of 10 tacos.
Yeah, this is a great day. Genius.
No, it's very,
Josh,
very clever.
Take some chips.
Thanks.
Oh, dear.
Look, now senior pastor's going to walk out of here right afterwards.
But it is delicious. Tacos & Co. is one of my favorites.
Hey, JD, brilliant.
JD, you're in. That was a delicious, delicious chip.
My vote's yes.
We haven't even seen.
The question is, what type of bribe would it take? And I would say 40 tacos qualifies as that. Well, bribe.
I mean, it's a good
40
showing.
Tacos.
This is the best bribe we've ever had.
This is the most incredible. I vote yes.
And
is this
and
like X Factor? We
the
all
voice.
Get a vote.
Yeah.
Oh, the voice. The voice. Well, the fact that just spun American around people? For JD Miller.
Okay, go ahead, Josh. You're a yes, Allison.
I'm a yes, yes.
I am a yes. He was so cool as we sneakily set this up. I really like him.
Yeah, and I would say I would give it a hard yes. Because no one's going to be able to replicate this, right?
You're gross.
What is he doing?
I just combined two tacos into one. Now there's 17 over there.
Scooping
I just
it.
Feel like if anyone does it now, they just are copying. Like, this was very original. This was a huge mm-hmm. move by JD. Mm-hmm.
So you have three yeses in the deciding vote over here.
Are you the Simon Cowell?
Is Elliot the deciding vote?
No.
Okay.
I want to say...
Oh, do you want a taco?
I want to say it sure puts him in strong contention...
But, wait, you're not a yes.
Well, Josh, here's the deal. If you can buy your way in, we have to find out, is JD Miller a member?
Or is he even a Christian?
And that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You can come to DY100 and not
send
be a Christian.
Send me a puppy, so. JD, and then we'll talk.
There's going to be chip dust all over the ground. I'm stepping on chips that Jason threw.
Anyway, oh, dear.
Very, very well played.
JD,
DY100.
Cheers to the Carnitas Tacos. Unbelievable.
Those of you that listen to the podcast, we have... hundreds of people who are going to apply.
No joke.
And this will actually post after the applications go out.
Oh, wow.
So you should have got the application.
So it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late. Yeah. You're hearing this. If you're hearing our voice, the world is over. World's in.
You can sign up to be notified when DYM 2018.
I would like to be signed up for more of these tacos.
Oh, yeah.
This is,
where are the chips?
I think JD's got to be in.
This is from Jeremy Nelson.
Still vote yes.
Jeremy Nelson says, sadness, I've tried many times, but been unable to continue my long, lonely road to rewinding from episode 216 to 201 on iTunes. The audio podcasts do not work. I'll continue the trek, but will be slowed down significantly because I can't use YouTube to play the videos while I work out, shovel snow, do housework, drive, etc. I think the meme says it all below, which is sadness, sadness everywhere. Jeremy, who went to DYM 100, is from Indianola.
Oh,
Josh,
Indianola.
Do we not have those on the...
I don't know what he's talking about. We have every episode... to a certain point that are on there.
There are a few missing. We are aware. We're working on it.
That feels like somebody who could figure that out and get them on iTunes, they could go to DYM.
I'd let JD Miller in then and only then.
No, he moves to the top. Oh, we need to keep this. Can you talk about us in our list of when all those names come in?
Great.
Some people are going to do like a video submission. That's nice. How about 40 tacos?
Last time we were together, we tried a Facebook Live.
Yeah, we did.
And Facebook Live was a little bit of a disaster.
Foddy's internet.
Yeah. And Drew, did you know about that? Drew's here, visiting youth pastor.
Hi, Drew. Are you on Facebook?
I don't often go on Facebook.
No.
Yeah, that's right. We have a community page, and then we have a secret DYM 100 page.
Uh-huh.
And Josh and I tried a Facebook Live here at DYM headquarters.
Yeah, doesn't work.
And it didn't work. It stalled a few times, and then we went and took it on the road, and we did a drive-through.
It was great.
To Wendy's, and that worked.
So Sprint came through, but Foddy's internet, not so much.
Yeah, Kyle Creel says, also, you need to do the Facebook Live thing again. I missed it because Jonathan Meyer had a youth workers luncheon on the same day. It was good, but probably not as awesome as what we missed out on.
Sorry, Jonathan.
That's true.
Jonathan's a pretty good guy, too, though.
I have a question here about a coffee shop, and it was from Justin Minter, who's the next-gen pastor at the Ridge Community Church. He's a DYM 100 alumni. And I want to say thank you so much for the great time at the conference. It's cool getting to meet you guys. Thanks, Doug, for calling me out about being the lame youth pastor for sending just my wife and a few girls to student leadership conference. Don't worry, I'll be there this year. Which, by the way, if you go to student leadership conference, that helps your entrance into the DYM 100.
Sure.
Thank you for all you do and the work you put into DYM and making a difference in youth ministries everywhere. But Justin, and I want to say this to others, and the reason I'm reading this, it's a specific about a coffee shop question.
All right, let's go.
This type of question is a perfect question for the DYM community page.
Yes.
A coffee shop question is?
Yeah, because basically they've been given money to help start a coffee shop to reach people out. And basically, like, what ideas, what have you done with a coffee shop? I'm like, that's going to be relevant to 1%.
We'll put it on the Facebook group.
Well, are we going to put it on the Facebook group?
Or? Allison, maybe. Elliot, what are your job description exactly? Is that?
No. I have a friend at.
He's just over there shirtless, bathing in the sun of a Yankee candle.
In the sun of a Yankee candle.
Drew, you like I know we're going to go to lunch afterwards, but now that I have eaten a couple of tacos, do you want to come over here and get some?
Yeah, here, get on the show.
Absolutely. Elliot, do you want to eat some?
I have a question. How many tacos can I eat before I'm going to be shamed on this podcast?
You know what?
I've had one, and there's no shame in here, but I can't eat and.
J.D. Miller needs to get us some napkins.
Yeah,
we got any napkins over there?
Yeah, there's napkins right here.
Yeah. We might call this.
You want a plate?
We might call this the J.D. Miller show.
We may call this the disaster show if you guys are not paying attention. Okay,
I'm paying attention.
Here we go. This
coffee
is from
question. Got it.
Kara Woodworth. Kara says, "Hope you're doing well. I've been listening to your podcast for a few months now, and I found it a huge part of the self-care part of my week after youth nights. I've enjoyed listening to you and hearing the advice that you have to give about every aspect of youth ministry. Here we go. I've struggled for a while trying to write my question, mostly because the obvious answer is, quote, girl, you just need to spend time with Jesus. But outside of that answer, I'm pretty much at a loss. To give context to my question, in the past 6 months, I've gotten married, I've moved out of my home state, away from family and friends and everyone I have ever known, started a job as a youth pastor at my new church, where it's basically building a youth group from scratch. Wow. And if that wasn't enough, I've just found out that my dad's brain cancer seems to be growing again.
Dear.
That said, my question is, how do you find the motivation to continue your work as youth pastor when life gets extremely difficult? There are many emotions at play, and I struggle with keeping my emotions in check so that way I can do what I feel like I'm called to do. I do love my job. I enjoy working with the staff of my church, but wow, life gets hard and sucks the life out of you sometimes. Thanks for what you do. Jeez.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was a lot of change in a
Who
short
wants
amount
to jump
time.
In?
I would just encourage her, boy, when life is that brutal, I don't know what kind of team she has around her. But boy, to open up and share that stuff and to say, hey, guys, this season I'm in right now is so brutal. Can you help me? No shame in that. No shame in saying, hey, I'm going through a rough time and just need some help from the body of Christ. And can we rally? And in the meantime, don't feel like you have to do everything. Don't feel like you have to solve all the problems and save the world and work extra long days. I mean, take care of your family.
Well, and I think there's a value in transparency, too. Like, I think people view youth workers, pastors, whatever, with this, like, they have everything together, everything's perfect, and nothing ever goes wrong. And so I think a little bit of it is lean into the reality of it and be honest with where you're at, too. I think that's okay.
Yeah. And there, I would imagine, at my church, there are quite a few elders and elders' wives and parents that are prayer warriors that would, in addition to whatever sort of team is around her, would rally around her and pray and care for her in this time.
Yeah. Hey, we all go through seasons. Some seasons are more, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, transition, moving away, new church, dad with brain cancer. You know, this is a heavy load that you're carrying right now. And in the midst of that, your kids are also watching how you respond in the midst of that crisis. And so I'd encourage you to be as transparent as you feel like you can be. Ask for prayer. These are all good. But just also know that, you know, this season's going to pass.
Yeah.
And, you'll be all right.
I mean, and in the marathon of youth ministry, that's okay. In a sprint, this is like you're done. It's over. Yeah. Just throw in the towel. In the marathon, you go, there's going to be moments where you want to quit running.
Yeah.
Which and you is need to every walk. Moment for me in a marathon. Yeah. But you need to walk. You need to slow down. You need to lean on other people to help carry you even for part of it.
Absolutely.
And so in the marathon, this is part of the journey. In a sprint, it's you're done. A game over.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Jason, pray for her, would you?
I would love it. Okay.
I like it.
Lord, we just lift up Kara to you right now. Everyone unified, the whole body of Christ watching and listening. And we just lift her up, God. We know that sometimes life gets so difficult and so full and so overwhelming. And right now we just pray that the Spirit of God would just fall all over Kara, and that your peace that surpasses all understanding would guard her heart and her mind, Lord. I know that the enemy would love to just pick her off and discourage her and make her feel that she can't do it because of all this stuff on her plate. I pray that you would just speak life and peace to her and give her the motivation she needs, Lord, that you would be her source, that every day she would remember to remain attached to the vine and empowered by you. So we thank you, God. We give you the glory. And just without even knowing Kara, we all just, this whole community, we love her and thank you for her in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I want you to pray for me.
Seriously.
That was great. Good. Wow, thanks.
I want
dude.
You to
what
pray for him. I've had one taco. Look how many I sent.
No,
we stopped eating during Kara's question. Yeah. I just want, like, in serious. True deference to.
Do you want a taco?
The importance.
Here, it's all this. Protein, bro.
Hey, Jason.
I got you.
Yes.
Whoa, now Elliot's in.
Yeah.
Elliot's in the game now.
Elliot.
Oh, that's a bad throw.
Show your face. Show your face, Elliot.
This is from Mark Kessler. He's the high school director at Eastside Christian
Australian.
Church.
Also DYM 100.
Also DYM 100.
Right there, mate. Kessler.
First off, I just want to let you know how thankful I am for DYM, including Elliot. Fadi,
shout out for Elliot.
Yes. Fadi, Alice, and Allison. I was lucky enough to attend part of the first ever DYM.
How fun are the DYM 100?
Seriously,
this is cool.
He's awesome.
I like it. There's a connection.
We all know this guy because he left day two because of a family emergency. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my goodness.
And Jason, you sought him out.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Pray with him.
We
and can honestly say that love every that single member of your team encouraged me and came alongside me during one of the most difficult times of my life. I've never felt so loved and cared for by people that I've just met as I did at DYM 100. DYM is the best deal in youth ministry, and listening to the podcast is definitely one of the best parts of my week. I'm a rewinder and officially all caught up.
Yeah.
Hopefully a soon-to-be DYM contributor.
Can he help that's the other awesome. Guy with episodes 201 to 216?
Because he had to leave early and had a
he should come back in.
Tragedy. Yeah. Should we let him back in?
He came. He came the next day.
He did, but it was a that was a
but he
different
had to leave
experience
for, part of
for
it.
Him.
Yeah.
He made it for half of it.
Yeah.
He was there.
Let him in the
that's
door.
That's funny.
Your time is
he
done.
Is local. He could drive down.
He is adorable. Wait.
I said local.
he's also adorable.
Oh, dear.
Let the record show.
He says the high school ministry that he runs only meets on Tuesday nights with the high school students attending the main service on the weekends and serving throughout the church. I've been pushing for about 2 years now for ways to make the high school ministry more visible, i.e. signage, a booth or something along those lines on the weekends, but have received continuous pushback. It's difficult for first-time high school students during the weekend services to connect with the high school ministry because of the lack of visibility as to what's available for them. I would love some of your wisdom as to maybe a better way to approach the need to make the high school ministry more visible or any guerrilla marketing ideas that you have on your own.
I'll
now,
jump in
Allison,
on this.
Yeah, okay, but Allison,
I know this
you,
one.
You're a volunteer at your church.
I am.
The high school doesn't meet on...
Correct. We're in the same situation. The high school ministry meets Thursday nights and we all attend the 11 a.m. Sunday morning service together. We have a very specific place that we sit in the service.
Like
and
a
we
student
all,
section?
These front two rows cool. on the... right-hand side, and everybody has HSM shirts. All the leaders are asked to wear our shirts and our name tags and stand on the patio before service so that we're able to look for high school students and invite them to sit with us. And then about every other week or so, our church is right across from the local mall, and so we mob the mall is what we call it. And after service, we kind of wander around and invite high school students to go to the food court with us at the mall and have lunch. So there's a pre-service ask.
Wow.
They can sit with us during service. If they choose to sit with their family or not, then they can come to lunch with us afterwards, and then we always invite them back to Thursday night.
Right there. That's it.
There you go. Amazing. My one contribution. I'm going to eat another taco.
Yeah. As well, you should. That was really good. I think it would be great for you to walk with somebody from the parking lot into the sanctuary, worship center, whatever it is, and go, you're a first-time guest. You have a teenager. In this experience, from this point in through the foyer, at narthex, whatever it is in your church, and to the worship center and out, you will not realize we have a high school ministry or junior high ministry. There's no visibility. And I would have them see that on a Sunday morning. Now, I would say this. I fought this battle for a long time. We're working in churches that have a lot of things cooking. And so youth ministry falls down to the very bottom of the promotional ladder. Mm-hmm. So this is also part of the reality of it, too, is this is where youth ministry ranks. And I do like the guerrilla style. We even assign some volunteers to go into the sanctuary and just look for teenagers, look for new families, look and hand them info cards and invite them to youth group and say, hey, we have high school ministry. Have you heard about it? Actually, it's going on right now in down in the youth room. And that was a really powerful tool, too. Mm-hmm. Hard to sustain. Yeah, quite
absolutely.
Honestly,
right.
It's a drag.
Results are
pretty tough. Really tough.
But much better to have a teenager doing that.
Oh yeah.
Than to have a an adult like, hey, are you a teenager?
Hey, are you a teenager? Come on with
hey,
me.
Kid,
I'll buy
me.
You a Slurpee. Yeah,
but
it's
if
free
a
candy.
Group of kids or a couple of kids go in and go, hey, what grade are you in? Oh, you're 11th grade. Come mm-hmm. on, come into the high school ministry with
exactly.
us.
Exactly. What high school? Oh, I do too. Come on. Yeah, it's so much better. So a couple of ideas, but I would say this. I know the pain, and youth ministry is on that bottom rung, and that is a very, very frustrating place to be.
I wonder if a slide in the pre-service rotation is an option once a month even, maybe not on a regular basis,
yeah,
but notifying where to find you or where to find other students during that service.
I'd market parents. Hmm. Because parents want their kids, most of them want their kids connected, mm-hmm. is I would market the parents and say, is your kid connected? Mm-hmm. Whether it's at screen, whether it's something in the bulletin, whether it's announcement.
Or get on stage as often as
you
can.
If you have a teenager who's not connected, we'd love to help you get him or her connected.
That's great.
You know, meet with, because sometimes all it takes is a phone call. And a parent will, you know, I'm thinking, you know, when my own kids would be, Dad, don't talk to anybody about that. Or I'm okay. You know, that type of thing. So you call and say, look, my daughter doesn't want me to say anything. Would you make a contact with her?
Yeah. Totally. And we'll be sitting on the right side of the worship center. Come on in.
Definitely.
Come in the auditorium. Find me. I'll be wearing a red rose in my teeth. Yeah.
This is from Zane.
Can I say nothing to add into that, but I will say from Mark, that guy's awesome. And that was my favorite moment of DYM. There was two guys. This is how cool the body of Christ is. Two guys at the DYM 100 that went out with me to your garage that final night that we met, right? And we just prayed over
That's
Mark
right.
and had the
awesome.
Most the coolest time. And it was just so amazing. Here we're in the middle of the best conference ever. And two guys that didn't know Mark just surrounded him and said, yeah, let's go pray for him. And I got to be a part of that.
So cool.
So rad.
It was amazing.
I actually remember that because I walked in my garage to get like a trash can or something like
and
that.
Naked. which was so awkward for all of us.
Well, it was a lot of skinny
that got right Elliot. Yeah. He did like that joke.
Oh, I was naked or you guys were praying naked?
Oh, dear.
Just want to be vulnerable before God. That's all.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
okay, sorry. So you
it's one
in.
Way to get attention.
I remember.
That was awesome. Awesome.
What are they doing in our garage?
Well, JD Miller might have just got bumped for Mark. That's a good story.
Oh, because you think he's so adorable.
He's adorable. You think he's adorable.
Mark's a good dude.
Okay, here's a great question.
Okay.
A lot of great questions, and continue to send your questions in to podcast@downloadyouthministry.com.
Jump the gun a little bit there.
Last time I missed it in 1 second, and
That's
Doug
true.
Fields called me out on it.
Yeah, he's ruthless.
I never want to make that mistake again.
You miss your cue,
you're in trouble.
All over you.
All right. It says, please don't use my name.
John.
I love all four of you. I believe in DYM. I love being a part. I am a person that gets stuff done. The phrase, quote, you have thinkers and you have doers. I've always seen myself as a doer. However, I do enjoy thinking and dreaming. I push my staff for excellence and the people around me. And I'm not afraid to work hard to make our ministry great because our students deserve the best. Here's my question. Because I've proven myself to be someone who gets things done and gets them done well, I continue to be given more and more. I was recently asked if I could help the men's schedule their yearly calendar. What the crap do they need me for that? I've been given responsibility over ministries to help them, quote unquote, fix them and get them functioning on the same level like the student ministry. Recently, I had to fire a student ministry staff member who wasn't fulfilling their job description and really didn't want to. It was a long process. I don't want to do it again. Because of that, we have a staff member in the children's ministry that needs to be let go for negligence and theft, and they want me to step in and handle the situation. Oh. I'm not bragging. I'm just frustrated because I feel like if I say no, I'm in a lose-lose situation with the senior leadership. I've said no in the past, and it's been received negative that I'm not a team player. but I feel like I'm being taken advantage of because I know how to get stuff done. I feel like I'm being taken advantage of and no one has the backbone to handle tough situations. I don't want the reputation as the guy that fires people. It sucks. It's not fun. Any advice? You guys ever been in a situation like this? When do I ask for a raise?
Right now. Right now.
There's going to be some money about to be freed up from the children's ministry.
Like oh, my gosh. And his other position. Oh,
like what this guy has to offer.
He
this
sounds like a real joy to work for.
Like
I will tell you that. I'm a
like
doer.
He can come work at Encounter.
That's what I was going to say. Are we hiring a DYM? Because this guy sounds like a dream.
I know, because I was going to say three of the four of us at this table are get stuff done people.
Yeah. That is true.
Ouch, Doug.
I would definitely.
No, just because you're a senior pastor, don't put yourself in that
place. I was thinking he should plant a church. My gosh, a guy with that kind of resource. And
oh, that's
ability.
A good word right there.
Like, wow, he could, yeah.
Or he could stay in youth ministry where more effectively reach people.
Lord's will.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, everybody around here is get it done, do it. People have been given more responsibility. That I mean, when I read that, I went, that was my life at Saddleback.
Yeah, output is valued.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can remember, you know, Rick Warren saying, I want you to do on the weekends for adults what you've done with teenagers. Like, okay, we want to create that environment, you know.
It's a great compliment.
Yeah, it's a great compliment. But then, you know, we've said this on the podcast many times. Mm-hmm. You don't add more to your plate without getting some concession. I mean, there are times where you just need to, like, okay, if it's fire the guy that stole something. Great. That's not a tough conversation. Yeah. I mean, it might be tough, but go ahead and get it done.
Yeah, walk
that's
in,
not
take care
adding
of it.
More to your plate week in and week out. Do those types of things. But when you're saying yes and it adds something to your plate that is every single week,
that's
a different conversation. So I don't think that means you're not a team player. You're just trying to be – you're trying to have boundaries and you can be a team player on those situations that are going to kind of be one and dones. You know, help out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fix it. Get out of there.
Yeah, I do. I like that. One and done versus the recurring, ongoing. Yeah. It's good.
I wonder if he, with the calendar situation when it comes to the men's ministry, if he could teach a 15-minute over lunch, here's how to plan your ministry calendar kind of a thing for a few ministry leaders, as opposed to this slow word of mouth spread that this guy is awesome.
I like the idea of coming in, helping him with planning, and then being able to leave.
Yeah.
Because if they're saying, and come to men's ministry and the breakfast and the whatever, I think where you can dip in, that's where you win. You give them your skills, your talents, your insight, and then you pull right back out of there.
And say, and for your help today, I would like for you to run this barbecue for student ministries next weekend.
I like it. Well, I do think, too, at a certain point, you're going to need a title change and you're going to be an associate pastor because you're starting to run life development, something, because you're really leaving youth ministry to do so much more, including youth ministry. So I think you do need to be careful to go, where is God calling me and how am I shaped and what am I supposed to do? Because this is getting much, much more broad than I feel it was originally, at least.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Cool. This is from Joel Friend.
He is a good friend.
Yeah, seeking infinite wisdom on all things related to youth ministry. But before I ask the question, I want to tell you that I was a part of the Doug and Josh Facebook Live epic fail.
Oh,
it was like watching a car wreck where everyone was okay, but the vehicles were totally mangled. I think people who went through that experience should either get t-shirts that read, I survived Josh and Doug's Facebook Live fail, but all I got was this t-shirt offer.
It's a fun idea.
Or an instant pass to DYM 100.
Not a chance. J.D. Miller. J.D. Miller's got a chance.
Yeah. He says, just kidding. Thanks for your constant efforts to serve youth workers. Here's the question. What are your thoughts on changing up a youth ministry style of program in order to spend certain seasons reaching out to other seasons intentionally discipling? So we're a youth ministry about 25 middle school, 25 high school that meet back to back on the same night. There's strong discipleship components to our current program that may have a tough time reaching unchurched students, but we want to continue equipping our students to share the gospel with their friends. Our program could shift in order to accommodate an unchurched student, but that may rattle our current students who are used to deeper discipleship. I was thinking about breaking our seasons down by twos. 2 years reaching out, 2 years deeper discipleship. I definitely want to cast the vision at the start of both of these seasons and include students and parents in the process. Is that realistic or a pipe dream? And thank you, Josh, for spending time with me after your session at the Pittsburgh Youth Workers Conference.
Fine.
I intentionally skipped my breakout session to hang with you, and it was an encouragement talking to you. Remember, if you invite me out for DYM 100, you've got free Outback Steakhouse dinner coming with me.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now that's a strong play. I'm savoring the taste of tacos.
Had he ended it by saying, you've got a Joel friend in me, I might have been more inclined to extend an invitation.
That's a great bit.
Always ready for a pun.
Wow. So he wants to change the style of his program to be more, was evangelistic?
Yeah, what it sounds like you're saying is, do I do 2 years of kind of Wednesday night evangelism, 1 year of 2 years of deeper discipleship? And, you know, what do you think, just philosophically, what do you think about changing the style of your program in order to reach different types of kids?
Yeah, I like that idea. I think there's nothing wrong with that. You have a vision for what could be, and there will be pain. There will be pushback. There will be naysayers. People, you need to have a very articulate, clear vision of where you want to go.
And why.
And why. And then you got to repeat that vision over and over again, especially when it's tested as numbers decrease or increase, when those tensions are come into play. So yeah, I would say changing a program is a good thing. I like change. I like reinventing. I like finding.
Okay, but you're 2 years. Let me play devil's advocate.
Please.
You're 2 years of discipleship.
Oh, yeah.
Kids coming with the expectation that this is a Bible study. I'm meeting with my Christian friends, small group, connection. And now all of a sudden we've switched to September and now it's all about outreach.
Right. Fun. Bring games, your friends. Bring a friend.
For 2 years.
Jesus message. Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah. No, I get it.
So you've got kind of those, some of those, what I would call coddled insiders.
Right.
That are.
Yeah, what would it look like if you even did a message series on what the church should be? And what if you apologized and said, you know what? I realize over the last 2 years, we've done a couple of things really well. And we've also, I need to apologize because we have made walls around this church. And instead of being in a place where people can come and join and be a part of our fellowship and learn and grow, we've alienated them? So it'd be interesting to lead with a, hey, I think I can lead you better. And here's what God's showing me. And here's the direction where we're going. So let's get behind it. Because I think without that, they're going to be like, well, we love what we used to do and we don't do that anymore. And that will be ugly. So that would be a way of moving into a time of
transition.
But don't
you think, I mean, this has a little bit of the feel, and I like Joel. Joel's a DYM.
He's a friend.
Yeah. He's a friend.
We have a friend in him.
But, you know, I see his tweets and he supports us in the whole bit.
Absolutely.
Part of this feels a little bit like a pendulum swing. Like,
right,
okay,
right.
We're good at discipleship, but we're bad at outreach, and we're going to do outreach for 2 years, then we're going to be back to discipleship.
Yeah, and schizophrenic, and how do you,
Part of me goes, what if you go, hey, this is who I am. I mean, I'm looking at Drew, we're going out to lunch after this.
Yeah.
Drew's a discipler.
Yeah.
Right, Drew? I mean, that's who you are, your DNA. You've got a master's in spiritual leadership or whatever it's called. But you're not that rah-rah guy that every week is like evangelism.
Hype machine.
Now, doesn't mean he can't have that in his ministry and doesn't mean his ministry won't represent that. But at his core, as a leader, he's a discipler.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying if Joel's in that situation, what if you went 3 weeks – and, you know, it's first Wednesday. First Wednesday is the evangelism.
Yeah.
That's the entry level point. Yeah.
Whole bit. And hey, for those of you visiting with us, we meet every Wednesday night. Not every Wednesday night is like this. This first Wednesday is like this. And but next week, it's a little bit smaller, whatever. You paint the picture of what it is.
Yeah.
And some kids are going to be drawn to that. But you're also spending 3 weeks coaching, challenging your main kids to bring their friends on a...
I like it a lot.
Anyway, it's just...
I like it a lot.
I am a little nervous about the 2 years and then switch back to two years.
Yeah, that's not my favorite either. Yeah.
Yeah. I always... this might be way off base, but I'm going to go there anyway. I think the big bottom line question in all youth ministry has got to be like whether you are a disciple. I mean, I relate to that too. I think that's more in my wheelhouse. Obviously, Josh, you and I have talked a ton of times. Evangelism is in your wheelhouse.
100%.
So it's like, it's such a beautiful thing that the body of Christ has all these. So yes, I like what that said. I would say, though, you have to always ask yourself that question as a minister. Like, I just want kids to love Jesus. And whether that looks like discipleship, that's whether cool. that looks like evangelism.
How can I that best do that?
Always in front of your eyes. Like, so be, just because I'm a disciple, I want to see people come into the kingdom. Yep. I want to see people get saved. I want to see friends, the people in the youth group reach out to their friends that don't know Christ. And so how do I do that? And so just equipping people and having that part of your ministry, I think you can try to reach a little of both worlds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like a good word there. Know who you are too. Know yeah. who in your style and what you're called to.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's end with this in the new season of Shorter oh, Podcast. Well. Maybe that's why our that's why questions Kate. Are growing. Oh, maybe yeah, that's why. Be.
Shorter show.
Shorter show. Yeah.
I like it.
We don't know if that's true, but.
Or maybe there's just millions of more people listening.
That yeah, there you be. Go. This is from Zane Kaher. K-A-E-H-R.
Yeah. He used to be a part of One Direction.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's the guy that you tweeted recently. Yesterday you tweeted him or replied to him where I think this is the guy that said
he looks like a worship leader. He has like an Amish hat on and yeah, he's like a trendy dude.
Said this is like I feel like I'm with family.
He feels like he's sitting right here. Which Zane, if you were here, you could be having tacos with us.
Yeah,
yes.
More than me.
So pause right now, run out to Taco Bell. These are way better.
Almost down 40 tacos.
No, there's still 20 there, and
there's like two.
These are all.
I'm not done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are all.
I just look at Josh's tray and going,
wow. next week's show is going to be on fat shaming and bullying.
How is that fat shaming? That's just saying I'm looking at that tray going, it's empty.
I gave a few to him, a few to her, and I had 12. What's your big deal?
We both need counseling because you jumped to that way too quick. Yeah. Here's what Zane says. Quick question. How would you present buying DYM membership for the youth group to your senior pastor when he's the type of guy who would respond by saying, why do we need to waste our money on that when we hired you to come up with lessons and games, etc.? Keep up the great work. Love the podcast. When I listen, I feel like I'm sitting with friends.
I would ask
and
the,
you are.
I would ask the senior pastor a very simple question. Why wouldn't we get the DYM membership?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, how did you become the senior pastor?
It's actually like it's like having an intern.
It is. I would lead with, hey, I'm spending a ton of my time doing X, Y, and Z. This company, for so cheap, does X, Y, and Z for me. Let me do the other things that I'm really good at. I want to hang out with the students.
Yes.
Let these people do it for me. People. It's so cheap. Let's kill it. Yeah.
Yes. Don't you want me doing that, senior pastor?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I will admit, though, it's not in many churches or even people that are paying for any purchase, especially $200, is a big, big deal. So I think making a case to your senior leadership is a great idea.
Yeah.
And I think presenting it well, yeah. good for you for asking that question.
$20 a month.
Yeah.
Here's what I get for $20 a month.
Exactly. Everything we need for our youth ministry. It's like having an intern. In fact, I might be able to actually start an intern program if I can use this. I think it's good. Good sell.
All right. Well, there you go.
That's great.
This is episode 309 in
the J.D. Miller episode.
The J.D. Miller episode and the Where's Katie episode.
Where is Katie?
She still hasn't even texted me back. I hope she's all right.
Are you sure she knows about this?
I mean,
she might be in an important conversation.
You know? I am a doer. She knows.
Well played. I'm going to have 12 more tacos. See you next show.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, everybody. Yeah. Love you.
Do you want a couple of these?
No, I'm going to die.
This Download Youth Ministry podcast is brought to you by Generate Camp by YM360. Join us this summer as together we explore how the gospel transforms, revolutionizes, and fundamentally changes everything. Check out our week in Durango, Colorado, July 31st through August 4th with DYM's very own Josh Griffin by heading over to generatestudents.com today.
This DYM podcast was brought to you by The Orange Conference, reminding you that what you and your team do every week matters. To grow and connect as a team, join us at this year's Orange Conference. Register or learn more at theorangeconference.com.